There's a lot of cool parts to this first reading from Daniel chapter 13 in this telling story of Susanna. But I think the reason why we have it here in Lent is because it speaks very poignantly about sin and a response to sin. When the elders began to lust for Susanna, listen to what the author says, the sacred author. They suppressed their consciences. They would not allow their eyes to look to heaven and did not keep in mind just judgments. Isn't that what happens whenever we sin? No matter what the sin. Here we're talking about lust with these elders, but when we sin, we suppress our conscience. We do not allow or we forget to have our eyes look to heaven. We don't keep in mind just judgments. That's what sin is. Now, what's heroic is Susanna's response to sin. She's in a pickle of the worst case. "I am completely trapped," she said. "If I yield, it will be my death. If I refuse, I cannot escape your power. Yet it is better for me to fall into your power without guilt than to sin before the Lord." Susanna would rather have died than sinned. That's a heroic example of holiness. Would you be willing to die before sinning? Many times we fall to live up to somebody like Susanna's example, and that's why we have this interesting pairing with John 8. And what a beautiful, wow, amazing pairing between Susanna, who is accused of adultery, and now this woman who is actually caught in adultery. She did sin. She was not a hero. She suppressed her eyes to heaven, ignored just judgments. And the elders, ironically now, are accusing her justly. This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say? And Jesus gives that powerful line, "Let him without sin cast the first stone." There's a lot going on several levels in our readings today about sin. First, what happens that causes sin, or it happens in our mind when we sin. A heroic response to sin in Susanna. And we end with the mercy of Jesus, that when we do sin, that Jesus forgives us. May we be forgiving, may we combat sin as we continue our journey of Lent.